Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie and the Halloween podcast that was promised to be daily that has been anything fucking but. We're going to work on that. Sometimes we're going to have to do just a podcast with one of us, maybe do some guests, maybe do it with me and Jay. Obviously do it with me and Jay as much as possible. But yeah, Jay couldn't be with me today. I'm going out of town tonight and Jay's working today, so we couldn't work it together. But had something I wanted to rant about, had something I wanted to talk about, and a couple little Halloween stories. So we might as well get into them and talk about them today. So the first story is a tiny one, not really even technically a Halloween story, but Will Patton, who was in The Sheriff in Halloween 2018, has been cast in the new Purge movie that's coming out in July or whatever. And that just pisses me off because this isn't the story that pisses me off. This is not what I'm going to rant about. But that just sucks, man. It's another Blumhouse property is going to... God damn it, why'd they kill off Will Patton? Why the fuck did you kill off Will Patton in that movie? In Halloween 2018, they had that terrible Sartain twist, and you know us, you know we love Halloween 2018. Not one to bitch about it at all. But one of the things that they did not get in that right in that movie was obviously the Sartain twist, having him kill Will Patton. As soon as he killed him, I thought, fuck me. Actually, as soon as they announced Will Patton was going to be in that movie, I thought, why is nobody giving a shit about this? We all... shit our pants over Jamie Lee Curtis, and I understand it's Laurie Strode coming back, added some weight to the character, but still, Will Patton is such a good character actor. He adds some real heavyweight character acting to Halloween, and when he was cast, it didn't seem like many people cared that much, and I was over here shitting biscuits, but, you know, it was so fucking disappointing when he died. I was just so bummed out that we're not going to get any more Will Patton. He could add such a serious good role going forward in those movies. If he was in Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, my excitement's already 1,000, but it would be 1,000.2. It would just moves the fucking needle for me, man. It sucks that he's not going to be in that movie. But, you know, what are you going to do? Fuck my ass. But today's the real story I want to get to, the thing we're going to spend the most time on, Halloween news. Not really Halloween news, but just something Jamie Lee Curtis said that really chaps my ass. And just really the whole Jamie Lee Curtis conundrum as a whole, the whole way things have been going over the past couple years, you know. So here's what she said, and we're going to get all into this. She says, talking to Cinnamon Blend, she explains the horror she feels when she's told by parents that they let their children watch their movie. Fans came to her. I'm going to say that again. Fans came to her at events and were really excited to introduce her to their children who loved Halloween and her work in Halloween. And this pisses her off. She says, I'm not demeaning children. Anytime you have to start a sentence with I'm not demeaning children, you should stop, first off. But she says, I'm not demeaning children or saying they can't handle violence, but it's the truth. When I go out to talk about Halloween, even when I was doing book tours for books for children, I would have people come. Okay, so book tours for books for children, that's a little bit different than Halloween events, but I'm sure most of it happened at a fucking Halloween event. People would come, they will stand there with a 5-year-old kid and say to me, my Bobby loves Halloween, don't you, Bobby? And I look at them and I have the meanest JLC, by the way, never refer to yourself in the third person. I had the meanest JLC, are you out of your fucking mind look of you are the worst human being on the planet that would show your child Halloween. The worst human being on the planet that would show your child Halloween. I'm sorry if I'm yelling. I got some juice today. I've had too much fucking coffee, I guess. But she added, I have kind of a strong opinion, as you can tell, about when it's correct and incorrect to expose a child to that stuff. All right. Neat. There's so many fucking things wrong about this. And she's just kind of been like this lately. I don't know. There's just something about her. It's not, I don't care about the political stuff because everybody has political opinions. You can't tell actors not to share their political opinions. You know, whatever it is, whichever side of it, you know that we don't talk about it here, but everybody in the world's a human being and they all talk about their political opinions. It's just what people do. I'm not going to tell somebody, you know, stick to acting or stick to basketball or stick to this or that. They're human beings, you know? That'd be like someone telling me, hey, don't ever talk about the Packers. You're a fucking movie person. I suck my ass. I'm going to do what I want to. This is my life. I got myself this tiny, tiny platform that I have of all 6 of you listening right now. And I can use it to say what I want to. I earned it. And Jamie Lee Curtis is welcome to use her platform that she earned however she wants it. That's just my opinion on it. You can say whatever the fuck you want about politics. So it's not that bothers me about Jamie Lee Curtis. What bothers me about Jamie Lee Curtis... is some of this is subjective and some of it's just true. on the subjective half of it, she seems like she just looks down at horror fans in general. I'm just going to say it. She seems like there, and there's been those times like that. There's that moment at that conference where that fan was crying because he was telling her how he survived a home invasion because he thought of her character, and she went off the stage and hugged him. There's really good stuff like that that she does, and don't get me wrong. But it's in the nuances, and it's the way she says things. It's in the how she talks about horror fans. It's about the how she's been about the franchise. When the franchise Halloween wasn't the hottest thing in the world and it was kind of looked down upon, her attitude seemed completely different towards it than it does now that it's a big deal. I saw this documentary once. I think, I don't know, it was 25 years of Halloween. It was one of those where she, they had this big special. She had like literally a documentary crew filming her for the day because she was doing her first ever convention with fans. And you know what? She stayed until the lights went down. She stayed the whole time signing autographs and stuff for fans. But it's in the nuances. If you just watch the way that she talks to people, the way that she talks about the fans, I'm just going to say it. She feels snooty towards fans sometimes. Now, this is all subjective. Again, this is the part that's not fact. This is just my gut feeling about it. I have no hate towards her. If she looks down at Halloween fans, then look down at Halloween fans. Be who you are. I'm not shitting on Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm not trying to shit on Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm disagreeing with her a lot. You know, she was great in Halloween. She's been a big part of the franchise, huge part of the franchise or whatever. I'm just going to say it, though. I'm just going to fucking say it. And people aren't going to like it when I say it, but I'm going to say it. And I'm not trying to be mean here. But there is being thankful that you took part in a franchise, being thankful that a franchise rocket shipped your fucking career. And then there is being, it happened because of me. This franchise happened because of me. And you got to realize that, I'm just going to say it, had another actress been cast in her role, Halloween would still be as big as it is today. One more time, if they cast someone else in Jamie Lee Curtis's role who was a good actress, who didn't shit the bed, and who was likable, Halloween, the franchise, would still be in the exact same place that it is today. Think about it. I believe it. I'm looking at it. So I don't see any need, you know, for her. Like, I just feel like there should be more of a thankful aspect to how she reacts to Halloween when it's talked about at one of the conventions, whether it's this or that, than there is. And that's just me. But let's get into the fact stuff. The fact stuff is that it's one thing. Let's get into the her saying that people who let their kids watch horror movies are, I'm going to go back to a quote now. Where is it? I want to say it exactly right. You're the worst human being on the planet that you would show your child Halloween. Yeah, that's insane. That's just insane. I personally, on my end of the spectrum, I have a 3-year-old and I have a 10-year-old. A 3-year-old has not, I don't believe, seen Halloween. We have Michael Myers shit all around this house. She's seen me editing the videos. Sometimes I'll edit the videos and I'll put the kids' YouTube on one side of the screen and then or give her my phone with YouTube while I'm editing or whatever. She sees us acting fools as Michael Myers all the time. So she sees it. She calls him Michael Meowers, you know. And she thinks he's scary looking, but she understands that he is pretend. She's not scared of him. She understands that he's pretend. She understands that I dress like him and I act like an ass. And, you know, sometimes she laughs at it or whatever. But I haven't shown her Halloween, the movie. My 10-year-old, however, goes to horror movies with me. She's seen Halloween. She's seen several of the Halloween movies. Now, do I fast forward through the beginning where he's stabbing his naked sister? Yes, I do. Do I cover her eyes if certain things pop up on screen? Yes, I will. The way I grew up with my parents was they would let me watch. It wasn't really horror movies in my house. It was action movies. It was Steven Seagal. It was shit like that, which those movies had some gnarly shit in them. But my dad would and mom would make me cover my eyes if titties came on screen, basically. If there's a sex scene, cover your eyes. And they let me watch all the violence and all the cursing and all the stuff like that. I'm a pretty well-adjusted individual, if I might say so myself. But that's the thing. This nor horror movies scared me. And they don't scare my 10-year-old daughter. Now, what I did this is just my personal story with how I am with my kids. My oldest daughter was really interested in horror movies. She wanted to watch scary stuff. And as soon as she was ready to watch scary stuff, we started really, really small. Like, I'm talking like, you know, Disney level Haunted Mansion type shit, stuff that's made for kids. And okay, that doesn't scare, doesn't bother, no bad dreams. She wants to watch something actually scary. We move it up a little bit. Lead them along, and okay, this isn't bothering her. It's not bothering her emotionally. She gets excited when she gets scared, instead of actually scared or fearful. There's no bad dreams. There's none of that stuff. And you inch it along and along and along. And now my daughter's 10 years old, and you know, she went to see Ready or Not with me. She went to see Brightburn with me. Which Brightburn, had some gory stuff in it and whatnot. And I'm over here freaking out, like pushing her next to me. She's at the seat next to me and I'm elbowing her and I'm going, oh my God. And she's like, I know. And like, there's nothing. There's never been a single nightmare. There's never been a single, I'm actually upset by this. At any point, obviously, if your child is scared and doesn't want to watch it, you are the worst human being on the planet if you force them to watch a horror movie. Okay? If they're scared of something and you force them to watch it, that's abuse in a way. Like, that's fucked up. That does make you the worst person ever. I'm on board with that. But that she enjoys watching it. She's never ever been scared of it. She's never asked me to turn it off. And if she did, I would immediately, and I would back the truck way the fuck up and realize, oh, I overstepped a boundary. That's on me. I fucked up as a parent. Because I love my children very, very fucking much. And I would never ever do anything to hurt them. So yeah, it personally pisses me off to hear anybody say, not that I give a flying fuck about Jamie Lee Curtis's opinion on my parenting, because I don't, but I do look at that and I'm like, just automatic, just flat out, straight out of my mouth, fuck her. That's exactly how I feel about it. And not her as a person, like, whatever. She rubs me the wrong way. I don't really like exactly how she's carried herself since coming back to Halloween. Like, I just don't like it. It's just that, but that's a personal feeling. And I was excited to have her back in the franchise, but ever since then, it's just been like, ugh. And everybody's like, oh, queen this. And I'm like, I just a general feeling I get. I just don't enjoy it. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is what she actually said, the facts, the things that came out of her mouth of this whole thing. And it's just total ass. It's just total bullshit ass. Okay, I get saying, I disagree with parents showing their kids horror movies. Okay. Or I have a personal experience with horror movies, whereas my mom was in Psycho, and I wonder if she ever showed her that, by the way. My own mom was in Psycho, and I saw it, and it gave me nightmares, and, it made me scared of the shower. Me, personally, I watched a fucking, and kids are scared of the weirdest things, too. You can't shield kids from everything. I watched Unsolved Mysteries when I was a kid, and it had me literally, there was an alien episode, that plus Fire in the Sky, which was a fucked up movie, had me literally, I would walk downstairs and there was a window halfway down the steps and I would duck underneath the window because I was scared to get abducted by aliens. Up to the point where I was probably way too old to be doing this, my parents would make me, and we lived kind of in a country area, they would make me take out the trash on whatever night the trash went out. And we had a real long driveway, and I would literally book it the fuck back to the house, running my ass off back to the house, because I was afraid, oh, I'm out here, I'm alone, I could be abducted, nobody ever knows. Fucked me up, scared to death of aliens for a long time. Stuff like dogs, like the dog down there. I read once when I was becoming a parent for the first time, because I was reading all the dad books, they were like, don't disregard your child's feelings as stupid, because, A big dog moving in down the street, a family with a big dog moving in down the street might not be anything to you. But that could be something, a cause of serious anxiety and fear for your child if they have a fear for dogs. They just might get it in their head that dog's going to come in, break in their house, and bite them and hurt them. You know, don't demean your children's feelings. And I'm 100% for that. I totally agree with it. I think if your kid is scared at all, if your kid's scared of fucking Mickey Mouse, you know, don't show the kid Mickey Mouse. It's all about who you are as a parent to your kids. I think it's just irresponsible. And how, imagine how many of her fans, and like, I'm not a Jamie Lee Curtis fan. Like, I'm a fan from afar. I'm like, I like Halloween. I liked her in Halloween. I like that she's been a part of this franchise. I like True Lies. Liked her in True Lies. Stuff like that. But I'm not like a Jamie Lee Curtis fan. What she says or does doesn't really affect me in any way. I'm like, okay, whatever. But imagine, you guys know how hardcore people are about Halloween. And some people go beyond Halloween and really into the actors, from down to Tommy Doyle to everybody else. Get really, really into the people who play these roles. And she has a lot of hardcore fans who did stand in line for hours to meet her, who really, really care about what she has to say. And I'm not knocking that at all. I have people that I am like that about, for sure. She's not one of them, but I'm just saying, imagine the Halloween fans that really, really, really care and hang on every word that she says, which, again, I'm not knocking because I'm like that with people too, just not with her. Imagine hearing that. Imagine showing your kids stuff and being like, oh, you know, gosh, this is a big part of my life and I want to share it with you. And we've gone the necessary steps where I know it's not going to bother you. And if it does, then I will never do it again. But, you know, you don't take a four-year-old that's never seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and throw on Halloween. I mean, obviously. But imagine the parents who have done that, who've taken the necessary steps with their kids and wanted to share their love of something. Imagine people whose parents have passed since, and that was their one thing that they held together. And that was something, a true bond that they shared over Halloween. Because you can have a true bond over anything, over any piece of media or any person or anything that you're fans of or fandoms of. That was a shitty, irresponsible thing to say to all those people. And I get that she's really about like, well, I feel this way and I'm going to be loud and proud about everything I believe or whatever. Okay, that's great. You should think about what you say before you say it, though. That was a shitty thing to say. And, you know, everybody's just like kind of like, it doesn't seem like anybody, the fans, it seems like, are coming out and being like, oh, fuck her for that, for the most part. It doesn't seem like anybody in the media really is coming out and being like, you know what, that was a bit much. So, I don't know, it just pisses me off. I think it's absolutely 110% wrong from the top to the bottom, and it just really makes me like her a lot less than I did before. Not in a personal way, just in a strong, strong disagreement. But yeah, I mean, again, I'm going to read it to you one more time. I'm not demeaning children or saying they can't handle parentheses violence, but it's the truth. When I go out to talk about Halloween, even when I was doing book tours for books for children, I would have people come. They would stand there with their five-year-old kid and say to me, my Bobby loves Halloween, don't you, Bobby? And I look at them and I have the meanest JLC, are you out of your fucking mind look? Are you the worst human being on the planet that you would show your child Halloween? So again, you in the third person, because JLT don't take no shit. You really showed that guy who drove fucking 5 hours from Nebraska to let you meet his child, his or her child, that are such fans of you, they probably stood in line or paid how much for God knows what to get an autograph or whatever for you to give them that mean JLC look in their face. Fuck off. So that's how I feel about that. How do you guys feel? I noticed in the comments, I put this on the, I'll go through some of these really quick and that'll be the end of it. Cause I posted this on the Facebook and that's when we made me actually want to do a podcast about it, talk about it, because it was one of those things. And I put the joke over there, over the article. I said, okay, boomer, you know, and that's a joke. I think the boomer millennial thing's fucking stupid too. Like, who cares what generation you're in? It was just a joke. But let me see. I'm going to go through some of the comments and read you guys some of what the comments say on it. So Wendy Sheldon says, I neither agree or disagree. I think it's up to the parent. When I was younger than five, my sister, who was seven, showed me Hellraiser. Oh, that's a dark one to watch early. And I had nightmares for years. I totally get that with Hellraiser. But I love horror. The whole family does. Also, I want to point out, yes, her views are strong. Don't want to get into her as a person or views. But it says the Halloween franchise agrees with her. Only pointing that out because I see a lot of people upset with her not mentioning that little tidbit. I don't know if maybe the article said that, but yeah. Going off some of the rest of these comments, I definitely wouldn't say that the Halloween fans agree with her. But you know how articles are. You know, they got to be, I don't want to say PC, but you know what I mean. Jarvis Pitch, I can't fucking talk. I've had too much coffee. Jarvis Fitzpatrick says, as a child myself, that was me and my mom's bonding time. I was reading Stephen King in the fourth grade. Kids love horror, as Bob Shea would say. That's exactly the point, man. Jordan Wook, I just commented so I can make this post have 69 comments. I love you all. Trisha Ann Parsons says, okay, my three-year-old loves Michael Myers, Jason, all that. He's like his mother. But he has watched how they make the movies, too, and loves Wham as well. So I'm so horrible and proud of it. And that's another thing, too. You know, the kids seeing how they make the movies. The kids understand if you explain to them, if you talk to your children, this is a mass. This is the work that goes into this. Maybe you spark love that it ignites a fire in them to become the next Tom Savini or whatever. You know, I mean, look at fucking Travis Barker was playing drums since he was 2 years old. And I tell my kid that constantly. I'm like, you know, you don't have to decide what you want to do right now. Maybe even probably shouldn't. But if you find something, if you fall into something that you love and you're sure and you love it and it's what you want at 4, 5, 6 years old, fuck it. Go all in. Practice now. Because, you know, it's going to be hard for me at 34 years old to discover, you know what, I fucking love the trombone. I want to become a famous trombonist. You know, that's going to take a long time. Still possible, but it's going to take a lot longer. So if you can find what you love at a young age and dive full into it, you know, you could really, really create something special and have all the hard work and the lessons and all that stuff out of your way at a really early age to really go after it and then learn how to market yourself and learn how to do other things and make your career. That's going off on a tangent. But Ian Button says, I think that's a little drastic, but it's touchy for some parents. I was the only kid out of all my friends who watched horror movies, and their parents would freak if I brought any horror flicks over. Even my parents wouldn't let me watch anything other than black and white stuff. I think B&W, I think that's what it is. Had to sneak over to my uncle's to watch all the slasher stuff, LOL. Again, parents are different, you know? Parents are different. Obviously, don't show your neighbor's kids Halloween. You know, that might be fucked up unless you know that their parents are cool with it. There's lines. You don't just look at someone and say, if you do this, you're the worst person of all time. Seriously, have you seen what's going on in the fucking world? The worst person of all time? Jason Daly shows some pictures that his kids drew of Jason and whatnot. He says, how does she think the franchise survived this long? Amazing point. I don't even think about that, Jason. How many people, not only how many current parents did she just shit on, but how many people's parents is she currently shitting on? How many of us who people who listen to this podcast or are watching these movies now that are adults, that were fans of it from when we were kids, parents showed us that movie at a young age? And she just called our parents the worst people ever. I wouldn't ever want anybody to go attack or whatever. Like, let her have reviews. Let her say what she's going to say. Not that I would have that power anyway, but I definitely wouldn't want that. That's not what I'm getting at with any of this. I'm just speaking my mind on how wrong that statement is and how I hope people don't, you know, follow up with it. Or I hope her fans don't feel bad about themselves for showing this to their kids as long as they went through the appropriate steps to show it to them. Here's one. I'll read it from a different perspective. Maria Lustre. Luskri, I'm sorry if I'm not saying your name right. She says, she's not entirely wrong. I saw Friday the 13th movies at too young an age. My older brother showed me them, not my parents. And all these years I've been plagued by dreams of Jason. Sometimes they're okay and sometimes they're scary. Most of the dreams I can remember have Jason in them. I kind of like Jason. I'm not scared of him, but I'm tired of his creepy ass always lurking in my dreams. And that's understandable. That's very understandable, what she's saying there. And I want to point out, though, as she said, it wasn't your parents that showed it to you. It was your brother. Maybe your parents would have known. I don't know your parents or your situation or whatever, but maybe your parents would have known, okay, she's not ready for this because of X, Y, or Z. Sometimes if a sibling shows them to you, you know, they're just being a jerk. Maybe they know it'll fuck with you. You know, that's a different situation instead. But, you know, what if it does happen? And that's why I say you inch them into it. If I showed my kids Disney's The Haunted Mansion and they have a nightmare or are scared of it, I'm not going to show them anything next to that or close to it for a while. You know, I think that's one of the things that you got to learn. You don't go straight into Jason. Probably not the best idea to go straight into Halloween or straight into Jason. Okay, and we'll do one more of these here. Adele Leach says, oh, please, my mom was the one who introduced me to horror movies. To my very first horror movie when I was 8, and it was one of those really cheesy, I forget what the movie was called, something to do with cats being possessed and taking over the town. I don't know why, I just thought of Sleepwalkers. I know that's not it, but I wanted to watch really bad, and my mom let me. I had nightmares for weeks afterwards, LOL, but I loved it. Been watching horror and reading horror ever since. And that's another thing, too. You know, sometimes you can get nightmares that you're like, you fucking, it doesn't even bother you. You love to be scared. Again, with a kid, if that were me, my kid had a nightmare, I would pull the plug on it just because, you know, that's me. I used to have nightmares when I was a kid all the fucking time. None of them had anything to do with horror movies. They were just horrible. I just remember how scary nightmares could be. So I think that's the one thing you may really, really want to watch out for. Obviously, if you have a reason to believe that your kid is maladjusted in some way and doesn't handle violence well or seeing violence well or tries to replicate it. For instance, I curse around my kids. That's a choice I've made. I curse around my kids, and I don't mind it when my kids do curse in my house. Not my three-year-old. Actually, it's kind of cute if she lets one slip every once in a while. But I let them, very, very lightly curse in my house. If me and my daughter are joking around and she calls me an asshole, I don't fucking, you know, ground her for 2 weeks for it. That's what I mean by loose. I mean, we don't walk around, you know, fuck you in or anything, saying fuck you to each other, any of that stuff. But she knows, and we've had the discussion, she knows. The second that a teacher comes to me and tells me that she cursed in class, she is cut off from all of it. I mean, I will go scorched earth, motherfucker. I will take – there will be no R-rated movies. There will be no cursing in movies. There will be no cursing in the house. There will be no joking around involving cursing. You know, she knows you can't be disrespectful to other people with it. They're just words, but you can't use them to be disrespectful or to be hurtful to other people. Again, I just go back to it's all in how you parent your kids and how you talk to them and if you understand them and how they take to certain things. It'd be a terrible idea to blanket a statement with, we should show babies Halloween. We should show three-year-olds Hellraiser. We should show them all the shit. You know? That would be a bad idea. It would be also a bad idea to call any parent who shows their kid Halloween the worst person of all time. That's the problem with the world today, isn't it? Just extremes on either side. Just nobody willing to listen to each other or meet in the middle or have fucking discussions. I just think that was a terrible, terrible thing to put out there for her. I hate it. Hate it very much. Don't hate her, but I hate that she put that into the ether. I really do. That sucks. But, you know. Such is life. But yeah, that was today's Halloween podcast. I really want to do these more often, guys. So we're going to figure out a way to do them. I want to try to have maybe guests or something if we can't both get our schedules together to do them. Something I really, really want to do. As well as the Action Movies podcast, as well as we've talked about having a whole podcast network on here. Different topics, different things, all sorts of shit, man. I want to bring out the fucking content. So let us know your all's thoughts on Jamie Lee Curtis on this whole thing, wherever this is posted, wherever you listen to podcasts. And please share the podcast. If you rate it on iTunes, that helps us a whole bunch. I know we were ranking really well there for a while, but we fucked up and haven't kept up with it. So we've not been getting, you know, I'm not sure how it's going, but going to try a little harder as far as the podcast goes. But I hope you guys have an amazing fucking Tuesday. And I love your fucking faces forever and always. And thanks for listening to the Halloween podcast.
We watched a movie, yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie.